Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:46, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker on this Tuesday morning, Election Day, 2 weeks from today, unless you're voting early, and you can check to see what time the polls open in your parish. I know Jefferson and Orleans, it starts at 8 and runs until 7 p.m. Highs of 86 today, 10% chance for showers. We're joined now by WWL's Mike Dettillier, NFL and college football analyst. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Miles Brennan. What's going on? Do you know?
Well, it's been reported, in a few circles that he's got an abdominal injury. And so, Tommy, I would be shocked if he played Saturday against South Carolina. That's the type of injury that normally is at least 2 weeks that he'll have to be out, and a possible third. But so that means LSU will be starting a true freshman quarterback come Saturday, either Max Johnson or T.J. Finley from Ponchatoula.
Beginning to get the idea it's not LSU's year, Mike?
Yeah, kind of everything fell right last year. You really didn't have a lot of major injuries, kind of breaks fall your way. And listen, that's just the way it is. And this year, it's not been that way. So, you know, and Miles is, to be honest with you, Miles is not the reason why this football team has struggled. Now, you hear it, but it's the comparison to Joe Burrow. That's unfair for you to compare him to Joe. But, you know, come on, you got to play better on the defensive side of football. And this is a big wake-up call. South Carolina's coming off of a big win against Auburn. And so your defense got to play better, but really on the offensive side of the football. Now you got to protect your young quarterback, and that means better play up front along the offensive line and a better running game, because if not, it could really be a tough outing here. But that's a tough break for Miles. He's waited his time to play, and then, man, to get clocked like what he did near the out-of-bounds line, it's part of the game, man. You got to learn how to slide. You take those type shots. Those are the type injuries you have, and that's a rare sports injury to get, an abdominal injury. That doesn't happen a lot. You might hear about a groin or a hip injury in that area, but that, you know, even talking to Dr. David Elias last night from Ortho LA, you know, he told me it's really rare. Bobby had asked me, you remember something like this, and I really can't, to be honest with you. So it's a tough break for Miles, but with breaks and sometimes the tough ones, it opens up opportunity. So certainly a big opportunity for either Max or TJ to step in.
All right, so let me talk about these two guys. You can tell us what you know, because I know you followed them for a long time and you probably know a lot. TJ Finley, number 11, 6'6", 242. What do you know about him?
He's a big fireballer. I mean, that ball comes out of the air. He's a tight-winded thrower. He's got arm talent, no question about it. And Coach O has praised him for his ability to put the ball in really tight spots. As a true freshman, you're always concerned about judgment, because when you've got that type arm strength, a lot of times you think you can fit a ball anywhere. That's a big difference between high school and college football. But he's a huge man, and he can really hum it. Again, though, you're talking about a guy who's had no experience at the collegiate level, and the same thing could be said about Max.
We'll pick Max. Pick it up with Max when we come back. If it doesn't work out with TJ, you can play him at tight end, 6'6", 242. Where did he go to high school, Mike? Did TJ
finish? Ponchatoula. Ponchatoula. Okay. Played for Hank Turney there at Ponchatoula High School.
All right, we can take a break, pick it up when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, text them, if you will, the 504-260-1870. That's our mortgage financial phone and text line. Let's take a look at traffic now on WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Miles Brennan, is it safe to say he is out for this weekend against South Carolina, Mike?
I think it's safe to say he's out.
Okay, so we already talked about one backup, T.J. Finley. Now we move on to Max Johnson, whom, talk about bloodlines, his uncle is Mark Richt, right? Former Georgia coach who's now at the University of Miami. His daddy, we saw play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He led him to a Super Bowl. Brad Johnson, tell me about Max Johnson.
Yeah, Max got some bloodlines to him. And, you know, his uncle Mark was a former coach at Georgia and also a former coach at Miami of Florida. Now he's in the TV biz. So, you know, so he got that gig. And Brad played 15 years in the NFL, former Florida State quarterback. Max is a little different in that he's a lefty, southpaw. He can run. I mean, he's got some running skills that may tip the scale his way. Now, his dad was never a runner, but Max is. And real sharp young man. Man, he's into that short intermediate passing area. That's where, you know, he throws the football best. And but, again, I think he's a little better runner than TJ, and that may tip it in his manner. For him to get the starting spot this coming Saturday. I know, you know, O said that he would make that announcement Thursday. So, again, Max is a little different style quarterback than TJ. He's not a tight window thrower. I think eventually he will be, but he's a guy that is a good lead guy ahead of you. He's got a little bit more maybe touch with his throws. I mean, both guys are really good prospects, but Max has got the advantage as a runner. And that may be the critical point here when they make that decision.
Is it just going to be one of them that plays, or you think we're liable to see both of them?
I think you're liable to see both of them play. Mm-hmm. And listen, I would try to build a package where either one, depending on what, because I may have to go to them. I may have to go to one of the two, if they struggle. I remember talking to Peyton Manning about this, and he was just telling me as a freshman, Mike, I don't care how prepared you are. It's the judgment. You think something's open and it's not. You make a throw downfield, you know, a corner undercuts it, or you misread a coverage. It's just totally different from high school football. Just totally different. And so you got to be better from a judgment skill standpoint. And that's something that, you're going to, you know, both of them are going to struggle with until they get more experience playing that way. But Ogeron has said more than one time to me, he thinks both of these guys one day will play in the NFL. So that's some pretty high compliments. He's been around some pretty good NFL quarterbacks.
Real quick story in the Advocate about the Saints and Ochsner and his 35% governor wouldn't sign off on. The mayor wouldn't, certainly. But somebody texted in, would you choose Saints in an empty Superdome or a Tiger Stadium with fans? What would you prefer? What do you think give them the better chance of winning?
Well, I mean, I would like fans in the stands. And I think at least now there is some movement from the mayor and the city of New Orleans to try to get something worked out with the Saints. And so I didn't feel that way last week, but I do feel there is some movement in that direction.
All right, I hope so. Thank you, Mike. Have a good couple of days. We'll talk to you again Friday. Mike Dettillier, WWL. You bet, NFL college football analyst. When we come back, we're going to talk about this incident with the BB gun, now two of them. BB guns visible in the bedrooms. We'll talk with Chelsea Brunner-Cusimano, an attorney representing the family. And we'll hash all of that out here when we come back on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.